Okay, so just quickly, basic halacha is that if you do a ma'aseh kedushin to a woman who's not a bas hachi of kedushin, like a guy or someone who's married, so it doesn't work. Even if you want the kedushin to be chal later, it doesn't work now because she's like a lo baba olam. She's not subject to kedushin, so you can't do an action of kedushin on someone to whom kedushin is in shaykh. And so simply we'll just be actually giving her money, but it's not this kedushin. She's lo baba olam. But if intrinsically something is baba olam, so similarly by fruits, by produce, you can't take off truma before their produce, before they reach a third, because it's not shaykh, there's no such thing as truma on them. But if they already are baba olam, intrinsically, let's say fruits already reach a third ripe, but now just practically, let's say they're attached, so we say, since it's biyado at any moment to detach them, so therefore you say you could do truma on them. If it weren't biyado to detach them, so even though intrinsically they're roi, simply practically they're not roi. Practically the whole idea of truma is not shayach. But since intrinsically they're really their fruits, they're roi, and practically that truma ability is biyado, it's in your hands to realize at any moment, so therefore you could it's shayach to do a ma'isa kedushin, a ma'isa truma to it, or even though the chalos won't be until after you detach them. But the ma'isa kedushin and the ma'isa of truma is shayach to them. Because again, because intrinsically it's their subject to it because they're fruits, and the condition of detached is omid to be realized. It's omid to be realized because it's biyado to do it at any moment. Yeah, that's the basic we have so far. Okay, so now the Gemara has a case. So it's elaha de amar of Oshia. So it's like the seventh line on. On Sal Pez and Bez. Velahandam Rav Oshia Hanosim Prutel Ishta. So let's say you're married and you give, you have a bad temper and you know that it's a good chance that you're going to divorce your wife and you don't want that to last for too long. So you do is you give her a Pruta now. This money, you are married to me. This is a ma'isa kedushin that will be chal the moment I divorce you. Okay, so basically, it's like insurance. You know, insurance on his anger.
Pardon me for saying it, it sounds like a klutz kashe.
So it says, so why don't you say, so on second, so it says, Einu kedashas, it doesn't work. Right? So it doesn't work. That's halacha, doesn't work, because apparently she's not shayach now, because she's not baba olam. You can't marry her now, right? You can't marry her right now, because she's married. So you can't marry someone who's married, so therefore it's not baba olam. But achanami, lar yochanan, davi kedushin, it should be kedushin. Rashi says, even if you when you divorce, it's not chal. Achanami davi kedushin Rabbi Yochanan, right? Why don't you say that it's biyado, it's in your hands to basically divorce her and to marry her, right? Because you could just divorce her and marry her.
And what are the problems that she's not about something?
But I guess you'll say is that she is intrinsically she's a bas hachi, she's a Jew, so it just happens to be that she's not single.
It
says she isn't removed from the system of kedushin. She's currently taken, so I can't do. It's not like intrinsically she's like an eved. Like an eved is a behema. She's like property. She's not subject to the whole parsha of kedushin. But here she's subject to kedushin. It's just that she's currently taken. Mm-hmm. She's not open. She's right. She's currently has a chalos, which is ma'akev the kedushin. She already has a chalos kedushin on her, so she's designated away from everybody else. But intrinsically, you'd argue she is a basachi. The only thing is she's lacking the condition of being available. But it's biyado for you to create that condition, because you could just divorce her. Right, so you could divorce her, and then she'll be available. She will be available right at any moment. You could divorce her. So why don't you say it's biyado? Right, and she's just lacking the condition of being available. So it's biyado to create that condition, right? Just like it's biyado to detach the fruits and have them be able to have chuma on them. So it's biyado to divorce her and make her roi for a condition. So you should say, she's subject to Kedushin, and she doesn't have the proper condition of being Pinuya, to be other to make that condition. Someone else can't. Someone else certainly can't, because it's not Biyado, someone else to divorce your wife. But if it's you, you should be able to do it. So Gemara answers, no. Nehi di Biyado le Garsha, Biyado le Kadsha?
Oh, she has to accept it.
Where is this?
In the Gemara. Right after what we just did. It says, Nehi. The condition is the first word in line.
She has to accept, is that the problem?
Right, so Rashi says, Biyodo lekadsha bidmiya. Vichi biyodo lekadsha imi garshana. Is it in your hand to marry her if you divorce her? Shema lo tisratza begidushav. Maybe she won't be willing anymore.
Wouldn't you get around it if she accepted it now?
Right, that's the problem. But pshat is a pshat in a second, but that's the problem. So again, he's saying it's biyado to divorce her. But then once you divorce her, then she has to be willing to get married again. Right? Then she's willing to marry, but who's to say that's not biyado? You can't force her to get her to be willing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But the problem is, but now she is willing. In other words, you give her this condition right now. And you say, how many that's just leave for later? And she accepts it, right? If she doesn't accept it, obviously there's nothing to talk about, so she accepts it right now. So she's willing. The only problem is that you say, but it's not biyado to marry her. Because why? Because she's married. So says, but it's biyado to divorce her. And once you divorce her, then she could be married. So it is biyado. The only thing is she lacks the condition of being single. And it's biyado to create that condition. So it says, but then I won't be able to marry her again. But now I'm marrying her. And the only thing that's getting in my way is this condition, but I could create the condition. So who needs it to be that it's biyado for her to then say that she's willing afterwards? And right? The whole thing is hard to understand.
Well, she's
really let's ask you a question. So what about by Ger? I think Mara had a question by Ger. If you try to marry a girl who's let's say the girl isn't Jewish, or you're not Jewish, right? Let's say you're not Jewish, and you say, here, I give you a kedushin that will be chal when I convert. So the Gemara says, why don't you say that's biyado? So biyado on your hands, you could convert at any moment. Right? So the Gemara answers, no, that's not biyado, because you have to get three people, and it's not so easy to get three people. Fine, but put that aside. So let's say we're biyado. Yeah, but maybe it's biyado to convert, but then maybe she's not going to want to. Maybe she's not going to be willing then, after you do that.
Same problem,
right? So why there was it okay, you know? Right? And if you tell me that that's not considered biyado, so then it should be, you can convert, but then maybe she's not going to want to anymore.
You need a dozen ask that over there.
Right, so the Tosas basically just says, a little Tosas, ne diyado legado, right, the garshmi, the kacha, hu had dunami, the masishnoi leilachi. Could have answered that also over there. But the Gemara over there knocked it off anyways, because the Gerard said it's not really biyado altogether. But even if it were biyado, it could have given a different answer that it's not biyado to marry her now, because it's only going to be later, you know?
You really in
Echonami, right, in Echonami. But over there also, it's not considered biyado, because you're always going to have to do some intermediate step. Whenever it's marriage, it would seem you always have some intermediate step, and then she's not going to be willing. So where do you have biyado? So biyado is like by produce, by truma. It's biyado to detach, and then you can just take it off, and the fruit can't object. You don't need dasa the fruit, right? So that's really biyado. You can just pull it off and take off truma. But since by condition, you can never say that, because you're going to have to take it off, you're going to have to, create a condition, and then get her consent again. But again, the problem is that you're getting consent now, it would seem. Right now, you're saying, Hari Magdashisli, whenever. And of course, are you willing or not? And she says, I am absolutely willing. So the problem is, yes, very nice, you're willing, but it's not biyado. So she's not shy of the condition. It's not subject to it. There's a condition which is lacking. So but I can create that condition. So that should be fine. So but then once I create that condition, maybe she's not going to want to. But now she wants to. Right? I mean, the way we're setting it up, I mean, this is the problem. The way we're looking at it. Something's funny. Something just doesn't work out. I mean, which isn't bad, because this was the Havmin. I mean, the Gemara was asking this, right? So obviously the Gemara is making a change here, because if it were so simple, then what was the Gemara's kasha? So the Gemara apparently thought the way we were thinking. So we're not in bad ground here. This isn't a kasha on us, per se, but I mean,
so we have to reformulate.
Well, that would be that this is considered biyado. Like we thought, it could be others. We have to divorce her. Aye, she's not going to be willing. Who cares if she'll be willing now? Now she's willing. Saying the Gemara tries to say, right, that's not me. I mean, it's like the way we understand.
Right.
But the Maskana is, yeah, but you're not going to be under them. So the question is, who cares about them? The question is now. Okay, maybe you guys are intuiting an answer here, but I think you just have to spell out what's wrong with my question. Okay? And namely as follows, that you want to do Kiddushin now. You're doing Kiddushin now. So, in Kiddushin, you have two things. You have like a Maisa Kiddushin, and then you have Hadas. She accepts. Like, he does a Maisa Kiddushin, I mean, that's like gives her the ring, and she is Mekavala. She has Hadas. She's willing. Right? So you just give her $100, and she doesn't have Das to get married. It doesn't work. But the Das is like an added component. You know, it's like he's doing the Maisa Kiddushin, and she agrees to it. She agrees or doesn't agree. Okay. And if she doesn't agree, obviously it doesn't work. Fine. But the Maisa Kiddushin is its own, so to speak, precedes her Das. When she's like doing the Maisa, and it needs like a condition, it needs the condition of her acceptance, approval, but he's doing the Maisa, and her Das is like accepting that Maisa, accepting the effect of that Maisa. Okay, so now, the thing is like, so you can't, so you, now the problem is that, but is it possible to do the Maisa Kiddushin right now? Right, is that possible? So how is it possible? She's married. You can't do a Maisa Kiddushin on someone who's married. You need a condition of her to be a Panuya. So forget about her Das. Before you get to whether she has Das or she doesn't have Das, you have to talk about his Maisa. And his Maisa is a Maisa Kiddushin. And only for her to accept it or not accept, you need a Maisa Kiddushin first. And then once there's a Maisa Kiddushin, then she could accept it or not accept it. So right now you're trying to do a Maisa Kiddushin. The Kasha is, but it's not Biyado to do a Maisa Kiddushin. It's not Biyado to do a Maisa Kiddushin. Right? You need a condition. I'm sorry. Well, you need a condition of Penuya, and she's not a Penuya.
Oh, okay.
Right? You need a condition of Penuya, and she's not a Penuya.
Right.
She'll say, but I could do Maisa Kiddushin because I could divorce her. Right? And then do the Maisa Kiddushin. Okay? So I could divorce, yeah, but that's not true. You need her Das in order to do it. Well, there's, you know, right now, you want to, could you do the Maisa, is this a Maisa Kiddushin? Okay, before you get to Das now, you have to first figure out if it's a Maisa Kiddushin. A Maisa Kiddushin means she has to be accessible to Kiddushin. So you're saying, why is she accessible to Kiddushin? Because I could divorce her. Yeah, but divorce, getting married, doing a Maisa Kiddushin demands her Das. Right? So in other words, I'd have to divorce her and then get her Das. Now, will she have Das then? Maybe she will, maybe she won't. Right? I mean, if Das is an automatic thing, it would be one thing. But look, after, like Dr. J mentioned, I mean, after you divorce her, maybe she will have Das, maybe she won't have Das. Who's to say? Right? I mean, you could imagine that she won't. Right? I mean, who knows? Das is unpredictable. So the thing is that right now, you want to do a Maisa Kiddushin. Again, the Maisa Kiddushin precedes the Das right now. You want to do a Maisa Kiddushin. It's only possible the Maisa Kiddushin is Biyado. It's only defined as a Maisa Kiddushin if it's Biyado to actually bring about the Kiddushin. To actually bring it about. And the way it's biyado is because I could divorce her and marry her. But I can't divorce her and marry her because I have to divorce her and then get her consent and then marry her. But I don't, but that's not biyado. I can't divorce, I can't force that. What?
I thought you didn't have to get her consent.
Yeah. No, you have to be willing. Yeah. No, if, whereas right now, it will. If you say right now it's biyado,
yeah.
Then, if it's biyado, then you could do the Maisa Kiddushin now. Right, but the problem is that it's only biyado now because what does it mean? It means you're capable of just divorcing her and remarrying her, and since you're capable of doing that, therefore right now you could do the kedushin instantaneously, right? And it'll be you can do the maisa now. But that the premise upon it working now is because at this moment it's biyado for you to divorce her and remarry her. And because if you're capable of that right now, so then you could do the Maisa even if you don't do that right now. I mean, but you have to be capable of doing that right now. Now the question is, are you capable of at this instant of divorcing her and remarrying her? So the answer is no, you're not. Because you'd have to divorce her, then ask her, and she'd say yes or no, you don't know, and then remarry her. So it's not biyado. At this moment, you don't have the power to do that. So since you don't have the power to do that, so now you simply can't do a Maisa Kiddushin right now. She's like not Baba Olam. She's not Shayach to Maisa Kedushin now. So now you can't bring in the... Oh, but now she's agreeing. Because that's the what she's thinking now is it comes after the fact. After you have, this is a valid Maisa Kedushin, then you could say, well, does she agree to it? Does she not agree to it? So if it is a valid Maisa Kedushin, if it would be a valid Maisa Kedushin now, so then you'll do the Maisa Kedushin now and then it would be automatic. But the only reason why it's valid Maisa Kedushin now is because it's biyado to, at this moment, to marry her. But that's not true. It's not biyado this moment to marry, because in order to do it, you would have to divorce her and then get her consent, which she may or may not give, because who knows? So therefore, it's not... Therefore, at this moment, it's not biyado to marry her. Therefore, you can't do the Maisa Kedushin now, which will be chal automatically. As opposed to, maybe from the other side, as opposed to, let's say, Truma. So you want to take Truma. So you say, right now, you can't actually take Truma. You can't have Truma when the thing is attached to the tree. Can't become Truma. But I'll do the Maisa Afrosh's Truma right now. Do the Maisa Afrosh's Truma right now. There's no chalos. Fine. But it's a Maisa Afrosh's Truma that will be chal when I detach it. But how could I do a Maisa Afrosh's Truma right now? It's not shaykh to the chalos of Truma. Yep. Oh, because it's biyado. At any moment, I could just detach it and take off Truma. So since it's biyado for me to create that chalos instantaneously, therefore right now, I could do the Maisa, and that Maisa will have effect later. But that's because I could bring about the effect right now, therefore I don't have to, I could just do the Maisa now and it'll be Chal later. But that's because Chuma can't object. The fruit can't object, it's automatic. When you're dealing with a person and the effect that you're going to bring about is going to be dependent upon the Das then, so you can't say that's Biyado. And again, my question was, you're agreeing now. That was what my question was based on. Yeah, but she's agreeing now. Yeah, but the point is that's... You can't talk about her agreeing until you first say that she's shaykh to a Maisa Kedushin to be done to her. And the Maisa Kedushin being done to her is contingent upon her das later, which has nothing to do with what she may or may not be saying now. That's irrelevant. It's saying it's based upon the das, which I will be able to procure later, which I don't know whether I will or won't. That's not biyado. So therefore, I simply can't do a Maisa Kedushin. So what does her consenting now have anything to do with that? You need her. Here's how it goes. You need her to be capable. In order for it to be Maisa Kedushin, she has to be capable of being married. So if she's a Pinuya, she's single, so she is capable of being married. So now she's capable of being married, so you can do a Maisa Kedushin to her. And if she agrees, then it's a Kedushin. Right? Fine. But let's say she's married. So she's not capable of being married now. She's not capable of being married. But you'll say, yeah, but she is capable of being married because I could simply divorce her and marry her. I could divorce her and marry her, so therefore now she's capable of being married. But I can't. I can't divorce her and marry her, because in order to marry her, I will need her consent. So maybe I won't get it. So simply, in order, the only reason she's capable of being married is because I could just do it. But I can't just do it. I'll need her consent. See, if she's actually single right now, so she's capable of being married right now. So now I ask her for her consent. I do it, and it works. So, because right now, I could get her consent. But if you'll say that now she's not capable of getting married right now, it's just that it's capable of me to make her to actually... She's capable because I could just do XYZ, but I can't just do XYZ, because in order to do that, I'll have to get her consent. So I get her consent now, but the only way her consent now is going to do anything is if at this moment she's capable of being married. But she's not capable of being married, because the only way she's capable of being married is if I divorce her, ask her, and then she'll her agreeing.
Why
that's not biyado to do that.
To
so otherwise, I can't make her mad. I can't marry her. Now, at this stage, she's capable of getting married to this right now.
Well, I understand the loop of you have to render her roy for kedushin, and that's going to be retroactive from the state of biyado, which you're lacking. I understand the model. I just don't understand why. Because you can't
marry someone if they don't have das. Because you can't get married to a woman. Marriage isn't bal karcho.
No, I know, but your question was, why isn't it enough to just be able to offer the kedushin? Why does it have to be accepted in order to be...
No, because you can't get married that way. Because you can't get married if she doesn't agree. The part of marriage is the agreeing. So it says, if right now she's a basal to agree of getting married, now she's agreeing.
And that's a direct answer to your question.
Right, but if she's... But now she's... You can't just marry someone bal karcho. So the question is, right now she's not a basal to marriage. Well, is she a basal? Could I instantaneously just marry her? No, I can't, because it's like, I can marry a bal karcho. If I marry Bal Karcho, then I would be. But now she's not capable of being married instantaneously. So if she's not capable, so I can't do my Maisa Kedushin. But when she's actually single, so she is capable of getting married. So now I need das fine, so she has das right now. So if I need das right now, she can provide it right now. But if you sing is I'm gonna need das then, but that's already the steps removed. So I have to divorce her and then get her das. But that's already another step. That's not piyado anymore. But if right now she's subject to being married, she is baba olam. So now I'm doing my sekedushin, and now she has das, so that's fine. Yeah, I may have to think it over. So the Gemara has one question next. Okay, this is for a play on the same thing. It says, Tifshot, Deboi Rav Oshia. So why don't we, using this logic, why don't we make a Pashad Rav Oshia's Kasha? Because he had an Ibaya. I know saying Shtei Prutos Isha. Let's say you give a similar case, but you give two Prutos to a woman. Okay, at your wedding, you give her two Prutos. Okay, Be'achas Amar Li Hiskachi Li Ayom. First one, you're marrying her today. The second one will be for later, once I divorce you. Okay? So now, yeah. So now, right, so he asked that question. So he said, Tifshut the law of a Kedushin. Right, so you should say it's not. What?
Is that where it says Tifshut
Mine? Yes. Tifshut the law of a Kedushin. So you should say it's not Kedushin. Why?
I'd say it is Kedushin.
I know, you'd say it is, right?
Yep.
So it says, so the Gemara says, no, don't look at it as a condition, hasha tasi nami lacharken. Okay, so let's see Rashi. It says, ha, b'yadu l'kadsha, here, tishdu way roshi, mehadu amr mishum, the in b'yadu l'kadsha, mishi garshanu, since it's not in your hands to marry her once she gets divorced, lo havi kedushin, v'lo midi. And therefore it's nothing.
Where are you?
Where are Rashi?
Yeah.
Tifshu the Bay Rav Oshia. Meha. See Rashi, Tifshu.
Is this our Kolomar?
No. Tifshu. First word on the line, so the Tifshu. Seventh skinny line and Rashi's. Rashi's on the left side.
Okay, Tifshu the Bay Rav Oshia.
Meha de Amra. The Mishum de In Biyado Lakad Shamish Hashana. Since it's not in your hands to marry her then. Lo havi kedushin velo midi. It's good with our lashon actually. It's not even kedushin. It's like nothing. That's what it means. It's not lo kedushin velo midi. Means it's nothing. It's not even a ma'isa kedushin. It's nothing. Tifshu debay rav oshia nami lo havi kedushin the hashta chalon leishana. Because right now, how could it be kedushin? Right? How can you say that it's going to be kedushin now? Right? How could it be kedushin now? But she's not subject to kedushin now. Right? She's not subject to kedushin now. So she's subject to this Kedushin, but she's not subject to next Kedushin. If you want to marry her now, give her money now, there will be Kedushin, one Kedushin for now and one Kedushin for later. Mm-hmm. But is it biyado to marry her that second time? Well, you're giving two prutas, second prutas to marry her the second time, after you divorce her. But is it biyado now to divorce her to marry her that second time?
No, because she has to accept the first one now, still.
Yeah, well, and then she's going to have to accept the second one. No, the first one is fine, because she's accepting the first one. But the second one, the only way for you to marry her that second time is for you to divorce her and then reacquire her consent. But it's not biyado to reacquire her consent. Right? No, that's... Right? No, who cares? How does that help the situation?
Why does it have to be biyado?
Since right now you could be Mekadeshar, Tasi Ba Kedushin Lacharzman. So too the Kedushin will be Chal for later.
Right.
Right, Hashta. And Mekadesh Ishta, Lo Chazi Hashta Lissi Kedushin. I mean, that's what matters. But here she's not Shaykh. Now subject kedushin, so maybe since right now she's capable of kedushin, so you do the kedushin now and it'll be chal for later.
Yeah,
it'll be chal for later. So that's the ziba. So the question is, what's the zibaya now? Right?
Apparently that's maskana.
That's well, no, it's just saying this is a zibaya. That's why you can't post it. Now, you could say that case is the same, or you could say the case is different. What?
It works or doesn't work.
Mar says, you know, that it's possible to differentiate these cases.
So right, it makes good sense. Zibaya.
Okay, it makes sense. You would, but the Gemara is not so sure. Well, she is not sure if you could.
Why is he
unsure? What's a Zibaya? Right, is that, that's the Gemara Zibaya. Is that comparable to this or is it not comparable to that? So that's a question. Well, how could you be Mechalik or not Mechalik? I mean, what you're saying, that's one
right,
side.
Right.
But what's the two sides? Okay?